Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Sandy Ali. I'm coming to you from the world. And I'm glad and excited with the feedback I got yesterday, coming back on the air after a six-year hiatus. But we're going to have a bigger and a better show for you. I got an email regarding the show yesterday from a group, and they're not in my time zone, so I'm going to be doing a little reading for them with the cards about life purpose. And so I'm shuffling now, and I'm going to pull the three cards. This is a new group. This is a new company, Aboriginal company, and they want to know what it is they're supposed to be doing. All right, and they were clients of mine before, and I've helped them before, so that's why they came back. All right, so the three cards I pulled, I'm using the Life Purpose Oracle Cards guidebook by Doreen Virtue. The first card came up was counseling. You heal with kind words, wise advice, and an empathetic ear. The second one is crystals. Your connection to crystals and gemstones is a channel for healing energy. And the third card that came was upside down, but it is leadership to take charge of this situation. All right, so I will talk to you guys later on in private about what those cards mean and how to move forward from your obstacle now. Okay, today we're going to talk about a 7-day regeneration menu plan. We're going to talk about detoxing. We're going to talk about herbs that make your transition from, if you're not planning on being a vegan, you're going to have to be a vegan, I guess, for a short amount of time to get the body healing and to give the body a rest from processing all of that rough stuff. And we're going to also talk about America. Lowercase United States of America, and all red, which is the true America, takes a colonic today. Today is colonic day. And in the corporate world, you guys are planning on voting, and you're doing some voting today. But I have to tell you that whenever there's a reading done or there was a chart on the corporate United States of America, there was a beginning and an ending time. Everybody in the corporate has an expiration date. Everything has an expiration date. So you guys have been running on grace for a minute, and now that time has turned. So change is always good. Change is always good. But you will always have someone in the background that does not want the change to happen. I remember I was watching this movie. I forgot the name of the movie. Let me just see. I think it was Other People's Money with Danny DeVito. I know for a fact that Danny DeVito was in the movie, and he talked about buying out a company. It was a mom and pop shop, I guess, so to speak. And they were coming in to buy out and then change everything to optic fiber. And he said when the stagecoach was moving to automobiles, the people in the stagecoach business did not want the automobiles to come through, because that meant that they would have to either change or they would have to turn into a pillar of salt. And so whenever change is for your good, a lot of times you will have the people or incidences, situations that's in the background that does not want the change to happen, because that means that either they or the situation will have to change, or they will turn into a pillar of salt. Always good to know that that whenever you're supposed to be someplace, or you're moving forward, or you're making a transition for the better of yourself, some people and some situations will not go with you, because it's not their turn to go, or they have to walk their own path. And so you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with that. I was on a struggle for 12 years without, you know, having the food that I needed. There's no turning back. There was no turning back. Once I cleaned out the body, my body, and I have not had those things. Yesterday we talked about my foods to avoid list: no flour, no sugar, no corn, no wheat, no chocolate, no raisins. No, not chocolate. Well, yeah, chocolate. I think chocolate was on the list. But what I had to do was find the substitute. There is a replacement for everything. So when you find the substitute for something, you can still enjoy that something. And, you know, sometimes we get connected to something that we enjoy, even if it's not good for us. But if you find the substitute that is good, then you can still enjoy that thing. For instance, the first thing on my list of foods to avoid was no flour. So I come from a family that likes to cook. My grandmother, Maddie, was very famous for her red velvet cake. And so there was a time a few years ago that I had a situation in front of me. This was when I just first released the weight, because anything that is lost can be found. So I released the weight, and I was, like I said, from a size 30 to a size 0. And I had an opportunity because I made a cake for a friend, and she asked me to make 2 more cakes for her. And so I took them to her house. This was in New York. And she just went crazy over my grandmother's cake. And so when I took the cakes over there, she said, I need you to take me to Queens, and I need to drop these cakes off. Long story short, her nephews that I went to their house, they were the number one and the number two guys for Starbucks. And they wanted to put the cake in the store right away. But this was a cake that I had learned to make for my grandmother, whose ingredients were flour, white sugar, white flour, you know, things like that. And so I had a pause. I did everything that I was supposed to do. We went out and found a bakery. The bakery would allow us to make our product at night while they used the kitchens and everything in the daytime. Everything worked out. But I couldn't say to people, here, take this food and eat this. Although I'm eating healthy now, I want you to die. I want to clog your arteries, and I just could not do it. The money was not even a tease to me, because I just felt I couldn't get past that step. So now I have an opportunity. I'm not saying with Starbucks, but now I have an opportunity because of all the substitutions I've done and all the remixing I've done with the foods that I love. I just refuse to give them up. I love cheese. I love cheese. And I love ketchup. So I had to make my own. But now there's stuff out there with no corn syrup, organic tomatoes, and I learned the process of making. It takes about 6 hours to make ketchup. And so, what I'm saying to you is, the transition is going to be easier if you get the mindset adapted. Okay. And so, 7-day regeneration menu plan. I'm using this plan that I developed for a school. And let's see here. And so it gets to a point where you're going to be happy after the third day. You're going to be so happy that you tried to do this, and you're not going to try it. You're going to succeed in doing it. I remember watching Amistad, and they say, what's the word? They were trying to figure out how to translate. What's the word for try? It's like, it's not even in our vocabulary. We don't have that word. Okay, so we're going to start off with the seven-day breakfast menu. Start the day with Simply Lemonade. And any products that I'm talking about, I do not have an endorsement deal with them. It's just the one or the two things that I found that work so far. And I, you know, people can you know, let you know it doesn't work for them. So you just try to find the most natural way. So you don't have to go out and buy Simply Lemonade. You can just make water and lemon and use cane sugar if you're transitioning from white sugar. Let's see. All right, I'm going to do this quickly. I have, so you start off with lemon water or lemonade, room temperature, and one cup after drinking room temperature water. So you're going to drink room temperature water when you get up in the morning, and you're going to then drink a lemonade or a lemon water. All right, the day one, two cups of Raisin Bran. It doesn't matter what kind it is. I don't care. Hemp milk is important, though. And one baby red banana. If you can find the baby red bananas, they're better than what is being produced in the labs these days. So any kind of Caribbean store, you know, big cities have Little Italy, Little Jamaica, Little Haiti, whatever. If you can find those areas or a farmer's market in your area, try to patronize them first with the fruits and vegetables, especially if they're imported from a land that does not have Monsanto's chemicals in the ground. All right. Day two, millet bagel, earth balance butter, natural jam, and two baby red bananas. So there's a company that I use for millet bread. They only produce millet bread. They only have millet flour in every product that they make. I'm not going to give out the information today, but I'm going to touch bases with them. And based on our numbers yesterday, I got my audience back. And so I want to let them know before I bombard them with people, if you can find a millet flour, a millet bagel, millet bread, you know, slices, whatever, that is the best grain to use. It's out of Africa, and which is everywhere. This is all Africa, everywhere. And so that would be the best grain to transition from white bread, from wheat bread. Wheat, point blank, period, is no good at all. Okay? I know you people use spelt. I know Dr. Sabi used spelt. That's a very highfalutin type of wheat. But I'm telling you that this is what works for me because I'm allergic to wheat. And the substances that are put in the ground with the wheat, I cannot have. And that's based on my assessment that I had with my naturopath. All right? Earth balanced butter seems to be the best by the red container. Natural jam, there is a French natural jam that I use out of Whole Foods, but anything, you can make your own jam. I'm going back to that. We used to can jam. We used to can tomatoes for the winter when I was growing up down south. Okay. Day three, oatmeal with hemp milk. And if you prefer, you can have the vanilla. It's got cane sugar sweetening the milk. Earth balanced butter, if you eat oatmeal like me with milk and butter, you can put one cup of fruit in the meal, in the mix, if you want to. Whatever fruit you like is good, okay. We just don't use seedless fruit, okay? Where are you growing seedless fruit? Where? How are you growing seedless anything? How can you grow seedless watermelon? With your imagination. I know imagination creates, but okay. That's another kind of manifestation that I don't want to be involved with. You cannot grow anything in the ground without seed, right? I know seedless grapes have been here for a long time. It's very convenient, but where are you growing it? All right, day four, millet bread, toasted two slices, buttered with the Earth Balance butter. And then I use Amy's Sonoma veggie burgers. And that's the only product, Amy, unfortunately, that I can use of yours because everything else has soy or wheat. So I use that, and I take it, and I break it up. And you can make like a little, it looks like a little potato, scattered potatoes or something like that. If you were to get something like from Waffle House, they have the scattered, smothered, you know, that. This would look like that. So you just break it up and put it in the butter and just saute it. You can put red onions, whatever you want to add to it. And then you'll have your bread, your veggie burger on the side, and then dressing. My dressing is not fancy. I just use a little bit of natural horseradish. I use vegan mayonnaise from Follow Your Heart, the light green top because it has no soy. Ketchup, organic ketchup, and mustard. So that's horseradish, mayo, ketchup, and mustard, and that's my 10,000 Island salad dressing. Okay, so I like to put that on the burger. Day five, smoothie. Raspberries, strawberries, green apple with seeds, blueberries, a quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper, hemp milk, vanilla or chocolate, or you can use and or So Delicious cashew caramel ice milk, which is like an ice cream. And a lot of people are allergic to nuts, so do not use that because I think the cashew, the milk is also cashew in that. So if you want to substitute it for oat milk or something like that, but the hemp milk should be okay. And then one slice of millet toast with butter. Day six, two slices of millet toast with butter, one cup of raisin bran with hemp milk. And then, of course, you're going to have water all the times throughout the day with every meal. And day seven, breakfast burrito. Amy's Sonoma Veggie Burger. Siesta Tortilla. Siesta has a great line of tortillas. I don't really mess with the almond because of, you know, the cyanide that is, the small traces of cyanide that are found in the center of the almond, but they have two other flavors. One is chickpea, and the other is cassava, with the cassava flour. So when I first found out about Siesta, I wrote them a note, and because they used to use pig lard in their burritos, and I wrote them a nice note, and I, you know, told them about my clients, and I help people transition. And they changed that ingredient to apple cider vinegar. That's what they're using for their tortillas now. And so there's a market for veganism. You know, vegans are outnumbering the carnivores. You know, I'm just being honest. And so the thing is, Dick Gregory used to tell me, people move from meat to soy and they get cancer faster than anybody else. And so you have to transition. That's why I'm not very hard on people who transition, because first of all, I give you props for having the mindset to even think about changing, because that is the hardest part, to embrace that and say, I'm going to give it a try. And then for you to stop and do it, I want to make sure that your journey is effortless. And that's what a guru does. That's what a mentor does. He makes your path easier. If there's a pitfall and I fell in it and then I got out, my job is to look back and I see you coming and say, don't step here. Some people cover it over and let you fall in. Some people don't even look back to tell. But that's why I got into this wellness part, because I was a part of the healing part. I got my healing. I dumped 256 pounds within 8 months, just changed the diet and herbal supplements. I didn't even go to the gym until I got down to a size zero because I started losing muscle and I couldn't pick up my purse. And so my job is to help you, all right? We're going to come to a time in the near future where services like this won't even cost, made a way that we can buy everything. We can buy everything that you need. You will have no excuse. You just come with the mind already made up that you're going to do this. Just think about your grandparents. I don't care if you're 80 years old listening to this or if you're 5. They did not go to the doctors. They were the doctors. They went into the bush. You know, when we were working our land, my grandparents, they worked the land, and that's how they lived. My grandfather had a job working outside, but the majority of the time he was working the land. And that can't be taken away. The land or the working of the land. Land is not here to be accumulated. Land is to be worked. You have to work the land. And so when we think about working the land and living off the land, it should be all good. You should not have to worry about getting cancer from working your land, because Monsanto makes a product that makes it more convenient and helps to grow the plants faster. But we don't. We have time. We can wait. We can wait. We used to wait for the chickens to go from a chick to a chicken. Now they're being injected with steroids, and the chicken leg is bigger than the turkey leg now. We can wait. Those of you who are still planning to eat chicken, you know, I'm not here to convert you to veganism. I'm here to help you change the way you eat, because your body is crying out and saying, help us, because I was there. Okay? All right, so we're going to go on. And the siesta tortillas, diet cheese, salsa, avocado, and my dressing. So doesn't that sound great? McDonald's can't touch that kind of a breakfast. You get the veggie burger, or you can get whatever you like to eat as far as what would represent meat, except meat right now. Diet cheese. There are other cheeses out there, but this is the only one that I found on a 12-year journey that is working. But I'm looking for another type of cheese that doesn't cause any inflammation to flare up at all. Salsa you can make yourself or buy, avocado or guacamole, and the dressing. You wrap that baby up, and then you go to town. And you won't be hungry on this lifestyle change. All right, start the day with simply lemonade or water with lemon. All items can be purchased at Amazon, through Whole Foods, or your favorite health food store. One thing I've discovered is that a lot of these products now are in Publix. Not Piggly Wiggly. We're working on Piggly Wiggly. Let's see, what other stores are there? Ralph's. A lot of these stores are, because people are coming into the store and asking for these products. And so just, you know, you can Google and find out what stores that you use already carry these products. So butter is the red container. There's balance. Hemp milk is Temp, T-E-M-P, like Paul, T like Tom brand. Tortillas, Siesta brand. Cheese, Daya. And plant-based burger, Amy's Sonoma Veggie Burger. We are testing more products. Make one of your own. in your domicile and send us a recipe and a picture. So when I discovered some things about Beyond Burger, I had to stop using it until we finish all our research on it. But I started making my own. I started making black bean burgers. I would take the black beans and I would soak them overnight. And you soak them in salt, a natural salt, sea salt, the gray salt, the pink salt, and take it and put it in the food processor. Blend them up, and I added chickpea flour, all the herbs that I love to use, usually outside my window, cilantro, basil, red onions, scallions sometimes, whatever stuff you like. Or herbs, and that will do the flavor. You don't need seasoning salt if you have the right herbs and the right salt. You can actually taste the food and not the seasoning. And so I started experimenting, and you know, you can put leftovers together and make a burger. Just add the flour, air fry it, or you could saute it. And that way, you know what's in the product, and you can go from there. Just experiment. All right, so we've covered the breakfast for 7 days. And if you sign up at my website, the shell of my website, everything is being put together, the products and all that stuff. So if you go to eatingtolive.club and sign up for an iridology session, which is a two-hour online session, you can get the 7-day breakfast, lunch, and dinner right away. You can download it. It'll be sent to your email. Detoxing, we're going to talk about detoxing. What I would recommend is every home should have a ionic foot detox machine in their home. And what it does is it pulls all the toxins out of the body, but you have to replace what's the good and the bad that's been taken out. You have to replace that with the good. And so when you do a foot detox, your water is going to be looking like crazy madness, black and gook and all that stuff. It takes an hour, and then you just replace it with the foods that we just talked about, the teas that we're going to talk about. All right, so we don't vote, Moors don't vote, but what we can say is America is going to get the leader that she currently deserves, and just take some time to do some meditation today. Think about what you want to do. Think about where you want to go. Write your plan down, and hopefully something that I say in these podcasts and broadcasts will help you get there, okay? Peace and love.
The time will come when the table turns.